This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys.
Hey.
It's Elizabeth.
And Alec.
Welcome to the True Beauty Brooklyn podcast.
Welcome.
If this is your first time listening to the show, Alex and I are estheticians in Brooklyn, New York. We have two beauty studios that we work out of here in Brooklyn, and we get to see you guys here every Friday, and we teach you everything that we know about beauty and skincare, and sometimes we learn a thing or two from a guest expert that we invite on. But today, it's just the two stepbrothers.
It's just us. We're back with another hippie shit episode for you all today. So far during this series, we've talked about herbs and botanicals. We talked about carrier oils. I was about to say carrier pigeons. That was weird.
The other day, I was walking past this building, and they had like one of the like a pigeon coop on top, and I was like, "Is that where Mike Tyson hangs out? Do you think that
it's
I could like
his home?
I could just maybe I live down the street from him now in his pigeon coop. I don't know. It's possible.
Yes.
Anyway."
Yes.
Not pigeons, not carrier pigeons.
So we talked about herbs and botanicals, carrier oils, mm-hmm. essential oils, minerals and clays, muds. And now today we're going to talk about salts.
You know, guys,
also known as salts.
Also known as salts. I say it every time. But the earth is fucking dope. I'm going to say it every time because y'all need to remember. Maybe I just need to remember. But I'm weirdly excited to talk about salt today because, again, I tried to limit the earth when we started making this series. And I tried to throw salts in with mud last week. But there's just too much good information to share with y'all. So this might be one of our shorter episodes, but I have a feeling just in like speaking with you for the first 30 seconds, Alex, we're going to somehow make this long as shit.
It'll be a 5-hour episode.
It'll be a 5-hour episode. Because you know what? Salt deserves to get its flowers too. So we're here for it. Also, dudes, it's hot as fuck in New York right now. And I feel like this is the time of the year where we really need to be checking our vitals every time we leave the house because we're like sweating everything out, all of our goddamn minerals. Shapiro's just like touching her underarms right now.
I'm fanning
on the Zoom. Because like the air is fucking thick, like you can't really breathe thick.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you have to like constantly be like revitalizing yourself. Like every time I leave the house, I'm like, okay, did I drink some water? How's my sugar intake? SPF, glasses, hat, fan for the fucking subway. Do I have a hydrosol? Did I sweat too much? Do I have extra electrolytes? And I don't know. So it's a good time to be talking about the minerals that our body needs while we're sweating them the fuck out.
Yes, I had to go out into the world today to go to work this morning. And even at 8:30 in the morning, it was so hot already.
Mm-hmm.
And I am someone who likes the heat, but I just was not ready for it.
No. And, you know, I live in an apartment now where like part of the lease, because everything's included, like the electricity, it was like there's like no AC. If you really need the AC, then like you got to pay extra per month. And I was like, no AC, what the fuck is this? But then I realized that I live, it's like, did you ever do this in shop class in elementary school or like middle school where you learned about like using the environment to your advantage and being on certain sides of the street so that the house does or doesn't face the sun to either heat the house
yes.
or cool it down?
Yes.
So whatever side of the street you're supposed to be on to be cool as fuck, bitch, it's me, because it's really generally just very, very cool in here. And I realized the reason that it's so hot is because I had the windows open. The air from outside is just so hot that I would go next to the windows and feel. That's why I haven't left the house today. When you're like, oh, it's really hot out. I was like, bitch, I know. I'm not going out there. I just have to go next to the window.
I know that you don't do well in the heat. That's why I was like, FYI, it's as hot as they're saying it is.
That's a true friend. A true friend is like, girl, you got to take a a day off if you're planning on doing anything. It's true, though. Yeah. It's like...
It's intense. I definitely have been drinking liquids since I got home. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm sipping a homemade iced tea, mm-hmm. but I put a bunch of water in it.
No, the same. I had to make a little lemonade with honey. Do you know what I mean?
Nice.
So I needed that azúcar, but I also needed to a little acidity.
I made a mocktail before. My mocktail of choice is seltzer with lots of ice and then a splash of grapefruit and a lime, a little squeezed lime.
It's like a Virgin Paloma.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but it makes you feel less shitty on a hot day.
Yeah, why is the acidity, why does that cool you down more? It feels
no
like.
No fucking clue.
So, like we already said, ain't no guest expert today.
Yeah, we don't have a guest expert today. It's just us putting our best foot forward.
All right, dudes, let's break down our topic today. Let's jump into the overview, the main. So resources for today's show come from our girl Halina San Jorge and her book Earth's Humble Healers. And to recap a little bit about minerals and why the fuck we are talking to you about salts as a health, wellness, and beauty ingredient is because minerals are the source of life on Earth and we need them to live. Every fluid and solid matter in our body contains minerals. And every single cell needs minerals to live and to reproduce. And y'all know that I'm always telling you, at our basics, we are just a bunch of cells, billions and billions of cells that all come together to create the Bottega. And since every cell needs them to survive, minerals take the primary position to any nutrient available to us. For example, magnesium is the fourth most abundant mineral, and it takes part in over 350 body processes. That's a fucking shit ton of body processes.
Damn.
So there's lots of salts in nature, but the salts that are mostly used in beauty and healing are magnesium and sodium-based. So magnesium chloride, magnesium sulfate, which is also known as Epsom salts, Dead Sea salt, sodium chloride, and Himalayan salt. Love me some Epsom salts. I don't really know too much about Himalayan salt, but you've been teasing us about Himalayan salts and all of the great things that it can do for us for a while now, Shapiro. So we're going to learn why today. So, although both types of salts are therapeutic, magnesium-based salts are mostly relaxing, while sodium-based salts are stimulating and relaxing at the same time. Los dos.
In terms of mineral supplementation, salts are extremely important. They're the most efficient source of minerals since they exist in water as ions. They're easily absorbed by the body and they're used in various processes and functions. For example, sodium-potassium balance is vitally important for our cardiac health and normal blood pressure. And magnesium and calcium also play a big role. So real quick, let's just talk about magnesium. It's called a miracle mineral because it participates in more than 300 biochemical reactions in our bodies and also helps to maintain numerous body processes such as normal muscle and nerve function, steady heart rhythm, normal blood pressure. It contributes to a healthy immune system and strong bones while helping to maintain blood sugar at normal levels. It plays a vital role in preventing heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and also osteoporosis.
I like that you say processes.
I don't know. I thought that's always how it's pronounced, but maybe not.
No, it's not that it's not. It's just different. It's like, you know, we were saying before, salt with a W or processes. But I like that you say processes. It's very...
I feel like it should be like old English. Processes.
Processes. The Baltic processes.
They're like, bitch, you're from Long Island. You don't say processes. It's the fourth most abundant mineral in our bodies, and half of the total body magnesium is found in our bones. So important for our bones. Mm-hmm. The other half is mostly inside the cells of body tissues and organs, while only 1% is found in our blood, where it plays a really important role. The body works really hard to keep the blood magnesium levels constant. However, many of us either use a lot of magnesium or don't make enough for various reasons. So many of us are deficient in magnesium. I've always suspected that I'm deficient in magnesium. I've been wanting to get that tested.
Really?
Yeah. What? I take it to ease my anxiety and it really helps. So I'm like, maybe I am deficient in it.
Okay. I'm so happy that you said that because honestly, you know that I love me some Halina San Jorge. I mean, this is the third episode that we're talking about her, right?
Yes.
But sometimes I purposefully omit some of the treatments that she says because it's a little goopy. Do you know what I mean? It's a little
A little.
It's a little...
Hippy dippy.
Exactly. Although this is hippie shit. We're also here to kind of, you know, be honest.
Give you the truth.
Exactly. And we're very much believers in Los Dos, science and hippie shit, right? So sometimes I don't include some of the things, but I'm happy to hear you say that, because going into this one, I was like, well, this bitch is saying it cures everything. And we're going to read everything, but I need people to know also, like, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a fucking esthetician. But here you say this. Yeah,
there are products made for anxiety that are basically magnesium supplements.
Yeah, and also, the more I thought about this, there's things like, you know, we're going to read that you can use it for, like, as a deodorant. And I realize, as a natural deodorant enthusiast, because the aluminum be burning my underarms and is terrible for you as a human, a lot of them have magnesium in it. And Halina, don't be lying. Halina knows the truth. So
she's like, yeah. Use all of my info, not just some of it.
Exactly. Be like, Halina's like, don't try and sun me like Shapiro sunned you earlier. Don't.
Hilarious.
All right, y'all. So who might need extra magnesium? Bitch, it turns out all of us. So taking some medicines such as diuretics, antibiotics, and medications used to treat cancer can lead to a magnesium deficiency. Also, older people are more at risk of magnesium deficiency because the absorption decreases while renal excretion increases in older adults. I just said renal excretion. It's true. I laughed as I typed it. And older adults are also more likely to be taking drugs that interact with magnesium.
Galena's not okay with saying poop or duty.
No, renal excretion increases. So
love it.
Also, athletes and other sportsmen-like people, those engaged in physical hard work, might be magnesium deficient, because magnesium gets used in the production of energy, and the physical exertion depletes magnesium through profuse sweating. This can lead to muscle fatigue and cramps.
Pregnant women require extra magnesium because of the higher general use of this mineral by the body during pregnancy. I feel like pregnancy just depletes you.
Yes, of everything.
Of a lot of things.
It's like, bitch, I'm busy here making an entire other human. Give it to me more. I need yes. extra, please.
Yes. Also, women who are lactating mothers, menstruating women. That's another time that I feel like we're just losing a bunch of shit from our bodies.
Yeah.
People suffering from cardiovascular disorders, people undergoing cancer treatments, diabetics.
Okay, so also they were saying before that, and this is one of the things that I kind of like left out at first, but then I saw she also put diabetics, but she said people who have diabetes who are having trouble controlling their insulin levels, which I was like, well, isn't that what diabetes is, Halina? Come on. But I found that I'm constantly, like, my blood sugar levels are constantly all over the place during the day, and I'm constantly needing to, like, snack. And, you know, we were just talking about, especially being out in the sun and being like, I don't have enough sugar, I'm going to fall over. But I got a magnesium supplement when we were doing one of our listener letters recently. And I went to one of my favorite vitamin websites, and I was like, oh, they've got this great magnesium. Well, I didn't realize that it was magnesium until I went back and looked just now. Because one of the things that it was saying was it helps with mental clarity and to help regulate your blood sugar throughout the day. So I'm really pumped.
It's so interesting. I feel like growing up, or even as adults, we learn, like, there are certain supplements you should take, and it's interesting how some become more popular than others. And I don't know that it's because they're more important than others, or they just gain popularity through some way, just like anything else does.
I think that the more that I'm learning kind of throughout this series, and also throughout the Microcurrent series, is it takes a long time for science to change. And because people are really stubborn and people have egos, you know, a lot of it comes down to, well, we're not going to do this anymore because they used to do that in the old world. Now we use science, and now everything is chemistry, and now everything is this. And, you know, this idea that it's one or the other, when in reality it's like both, you know, it's both. Mm-hmm. And I think because as technology moves forward, as history moves forward, we realize that it can be both, you know? In the 50s, it was like, I mean, that was so long ago, but in terms of, like, modern history, that's considered modern. When people talk about, like, modern furniture, they're talking about furniture from the fucking 50s. It is the year 2022, people. Like, we are literally in the future, which is why I always say we're in the future. And that's kind of like, you know, what we're learning, like, modern medicine is kind of like the 50s. Like, that's when the pill came about, was like the 50s and 60s. We didn't even have fucking birth control up until then. So if we're now in the future of modern medicine, I think that we're now coming to understand that it definitely takes both. We need a little bit of earth. We need a little bit of technology. I think that's where we're at. Anyway, let's continue down this list of all of us who need an extra magnesium. So
yes. Who else?
Young children, people suffering from depression, anxiety, insomnia, stress, fatigue, psychological burnout. Bitch, all of us.
I was going to say, so every person that's ever existed
All of us.
Needs to make sure that they have enough magnesium.
Yes. Hey, the list keeps going. We're not even done yet. People suffering from disorders of the nervous system, arthritis sufferers, osteoporosis sufferers, people with frequent migraines and headaches.
So what I'm gathering the most is how important it is for our bones, mm-hmm. which I wonder, Kyle has taken when he... I've talked about this before when Kyle broke his finger, but it was like a really bad break where the finger was just like hanging off.
Oh my God.
And like he needed emergency surgery.
Oh my God.
I talked about this, right?
Yes, but also
his surfing
Jesus.
Accident.
Yes.
Ooh. He started taking like a bone supplement, this powder. I'm going to look at it because we still have some. I bet you there's a shit ton of magnesium in there. And his physical therapist said she's never seen someone recuperate so fast.
Wow.
She was like a hand specialist. She's like, I've never seen anyone recuperate from
a hand
injury that
fast. Where did he find out about this powder? The internet?
I don't know. Yeah, the internet. He was just like, there has to be something I can take to like speed up my recovery. And
did that also have collagen in it, or was he taking collagen separately?
He was also taking collagen separately.
Wow. Kyle's a genius.
Yeah. So I just wonder, I'm going to look at it later and find out, but I bet you it's mostly magnesium.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and Alex is going to go check that powder.
Yes. I'm gonna
go and check. When we get back from our break, we'll tell you about some different types of salts out there and some treatment options. So we'll be right back, guys.
See you in a bit.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Okay, so I asked Kyle about his supplement because I realized it's mm-hmm. not here, so he must have it with him at work. Turns out he takes it at work.
He still takes it?
Well, he always has some sort of injury.
Aw, Kai guy.
But yeah, magnesium is one of the top ingredients.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Pretty cool.
Okay, so first let's tell the people about the best way that we can supplement with magnesium, with salts.
Sure.
And then we'll talk about the different salts, where they come from, why we stand them. Well, y'all know why we stand them, but the different types of salts and why we stand them each individually.
So even though oral supplementation is the first method that most people know of, not everyone can absorb magnesium efficiently because it's a natural laxative. So for this reason, what was it? Renal excretement?
renal excretion.
So for this reason, transdermal supplementation is a better solution. It gets to the cells where it's most needed really quickly when magnesium salts are used, thanks to the skin's ability to absorb minute ionic substances. This is my favorite part about salts, honestly.
Science?
Just the fact that your body absorbs it. And
yes.
Yeah, it's just fucking cool to me. But yeah, there's so much science here. Thalassotherapy is the term of the use of salts for therapeutic purposes, and they've been used to treat ailments for thousands of years.
Thousands.
Some are rich in magnesium, like sea salt, and others have sodium chloride as the main constituent, such as Dead Sea salt.
Okay, so the different ways that we can get transdermal supplementation. Baths, my favorite. So obviously, soaking in a bath is awesome. We can talk about... Actually, our girl Alina St. Jorge, she gave a lot of different recipes. And when I say recipes, I guess like ratios of the different types of salts that you can use with like how much water. So we'll put these up on the Instagram. I promise I'm going to do it, guys. I've been trying to get better at it. So I think that that's awesome. I always encourage a bath. It's hot as shit right now.
Yeah, it ain't bath weather for us. But I just wanted to say that I love a good bath and that Kyle and I... Anytime one of us has an ache or a pain, we take an Epsom salt bath. It is just, we always have some in our bathroom.
Yeah.
It's life-changing.
And it's really affordable.
It's so affordable. Actually, the Dollar Tree sells it.
Every place sells it. Every place. Every bodega on the corner, every place sells it. So then also a compress.
Mm.
You can do a salt compress, which is very cool. You can do a spray. So that's really it. Those are the different three ways, aside from, I guess, taking them orally, which honestly I used to, but it would be like a magnesium and a calcium supplement. And I'm not going to do that anymore because you're just pooping it all out. So I'm going to use these other methods to try some transdermal supplementation, which again, yeah, I definitely have been doing Epsom salt baths. I didn't realize that it's been so good for my entire cuerpo, though.
Same.
Okay, so the difference in the different types of salts. This is, I think, is really cool. Sodium chloride-based salts, these act on the body by forming a salt layer on the outside of the surface of the skin. So I think that this is really cool because it's kind of like you can see this when you get out of a salty sea, like the Dead Sea, which I've never been to, but I have been in like salt bodies of water, and you get out and the salt is still on your skin. So it stays there for several hours after a bath, stimulating nerve endings, microcirculatory processes in the skin or processes in the skin, and through reflex action than all of the body systems. So that's awesome. Just by taking a bath, or if you're lucky enough to be in the Dead Sea, taking a swim.
So nice.
You're going to be stimulating all of the body systems. Alex, do you want to tell us a little bit about Himalayan salt?
Yeah. I'm obsessed. So first, okay, I'll talk about Himalayan salt and then I'm going to talk about my personal experience with it because it's really cool.
Okay, awesome.
So Himalayan pink salt is one of the purest salts on earth, coming from the caves of the Himalayas. It's free from modern day pollutants since it was formed as a result of evaporation of ancient seas over 250 million years ago. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I know.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I didn't know that exact number, but yeah.
Ancient seas that no longer exist from 250 million years ago?
It's fucking wild.
Imagine the ancient creatures that were in that ancient sea that no longer exist.
I'm picturing like 10-headed weird animals.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. This is awesome.
It's crazy. Himalayan salt contains all of the essential elements of the periodic table, which are in perfect balance with each other as they were found in ancient seas.
What the fuck?
I know. No, it's insane.
Sorry. I'm like learning this with you. I'm shocked. This is so cool.
Yeah.
Every element on the periodic table?
Every single fucking one. The salt is used in baths and foot baths to soak tired muscles and relieve fatigue, aches, pains, help with infections of any kind. It's also used as a nasal rinse for people suffering from hay fever, as well as sinusitis. I need that right now. And as a mouthwash to help with a sore throat and sore gums.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you can also add Himalayan sea salt to your food or to drinks, which I will tell you about how I do that, because it replenishes your body salt and rebalances your system. And of course, don't forget that if you are someone who loses a lot of fluids through sweating or diarrhea, you need to replenish those fucking salts. Salts.
If you're a person who loses fluids through diarrhea.
Well, I feel like in the summer especially, like you're sweating a lot and some people get diarrhea from like heat exhaustion.
Yes. And honestly, one of the things that I left out from Miss Alina St. Jorge's list, because I was trying to sun her and it turns out she's right, is she said people suffering from Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. If you have Crohn's disease, then you're going poo all the time. And so you're definitely going to be losing magnesium through renal excretion.
It's used. Yeah.
Sorry, I giggled before.
It's also used to build salt caves to address respiratory problems. And I'm sure a lot of you have seen that there are salt lamps that are made out of it to promote the release of health-boosting ions into the air.
Wait, Himalayan salt is used to build salt caves?
Yeah, there are salt caves. So the room that I went to is, I guess, wasn't fully a cave, but there are places you can go to like be in a salt cave where you're just like fully immersed in Himalayan salt. But I use it in cooking, and I will put it in some water sometimes, some warm water, because it's a way for your cells to really hydrate because you have the salt also in there. It's just kind of giving you everything you need. I mean, apparently everything from the fucking periodic table. Didn't know that.
Dude, that's wild. It's so cool. It's so fucking cool.
It always makes me feel better, like better than just regular water. So it makes sense. But I went to, have I told you? I think I told you about the spa that I went to in LA.
Most recently, yeah.
It was called Wii Spa, W-I, and it's a women's spa. And if you go, you can get a service done, but you can also just go to use the facilities, which is what I did. I paid like, I think it was $30. It was really cheap. I went on a Sunday late afternoon. There was like barely anyone there. That was where the shower, it's like a communal shower.
Oh, that's where you read that great review.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And that's also where there was that mother and daughter there. They were black, yes. And I made sure to wash my fucking legs in front of them like real good. Because that was around the time that there was like shit going on Instagram about like white ladies.
It's still going on. I was just talking to a friend about how white people don't wash their legs.
Well, I do. And I wanted them to know. I don't think they paid attention or gave any fucks, but
they looked, girl, look, from one person of color to my white girlfriend.
They were probably like, no, she must not be white then. They're just like, she's cleaning her legs.
Exactly. They were like, oh, yep. They're like, it looks like she's got a black friend.
That's hilarious.
They're like, and she's lotioning, and she's lotioning.
This cannot be. But anyway, so there were a bunch of different rooms to use. If you live in LA or if you go to LA ever, this is a really cute spot. But anyway, they had a Himalayan salt room. And I swear I felt so much more calm after. It's weird because I felt calm, but also energized, if that makes sense.
So you just have to be around it?
I laid on it. There was like a mat that you lay on it. Yeah.
Transdermal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I love this. That's so great. I want to go into a salt cave.
There's ones in the city. Yeah, I'd be down.
Let's do it.
But yeah, I don't know. It was really cool. Also, I'll just talk real quick about the other rooms there. They had an infrared sauna. They had a steam room. They had some other cool shit. Also, in the shower area, there's also like a hot tub. But you could also go in this tub that's filled with this special tea. And you pour it over yourself. And it's supposed to be really like detoxifying. I don't know. It was awesome. But the Himalayan salt room was my favorite. And it really did make me feel better.
That's awesome. I want one.
Yeah.
And when I say I want one, I mean I want one. I was going to change that to say like I want to go to one. But no, I want
one. Yeah, I want one too.
That sounds fun. That sounds very bougie. Come to my Himalayan pink
I would love to have
room.
One like in my home.
Can we just have like a little chair in my little dressing
that's
room?
That's covered in Himalayan salt?
Yeah.
I think that would be a great idea.
I think so, because then you don't need the whole room. Like you just need it through your butt.
Yeah, you have a very detoxified booty.
Well, the whole body. Come on. The butt is just so that you don't have to move too much. That's what I'm saying. I can sit there. I can just think. I can meditate. I can get detoxified.
What just like a cool thing that you don't even need to ingest it?
Yes. So speaking of, we should talk about the difference between Himalayan salt, table salt, and sea salt real quick, right?
Oh, yeah. Can you tell me?
Yeah, let's talk about why we're standing this salt. So sodium chloride salt is the salt that we consume in food today, but it contains no other minerals since it's a purified product. So it's required in large quantities by a ton of industries, and it's produced at large scale, and then the remainder ends up in the food industry. So it's used as a preservative and then also as an additive to foods and drinks. So what that means is by the time we get it into our body, it really only replenishes the sodium that's in our body at the expense of other essential minerals such as potassium, magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, all the great things that we just learned that we fucking need. And that creates an imbalance in the mineral content of the body, and that leads to health complications. And so that's why we always read like too much salt in the body causes raised blood pressure, it causes fluid retention, it causes joint and muscle stiffness, it causes kidney damage. It's the opposite of the pink Himalayan salt.
The fucking opposite.
The complete opposite. It causes skin problems, arthritis, gout. Bitch, you don't want an old ass gout. Gout should be one of those things that we got rid of already. Sounds like an old ass ailment.
I have a friend who had gout not too long ago because he was drinking a lot of beer.
Yes, and like a pirate. That's what I was going to say. Sounds like a pirate gets.
Yeah, his big toe started hurting. And he went to the doctor.
God, no.
And they were like, yeah, you're drinking too much beer. You have gout.
God, disgusting. Sorry, friend. Sorry. You're not disgusting.
It's weird. It's weird.
Some pink Himalayan salt, you know? Yeah. So the other problem with table salt is it has artificially added iodine, which can be toxic to the body in certain cases. So unlike sea salt, which I do love sea salt, but if it's not coming from someplace like mountain rose herbs, it's probably definitely being purified in some way. So unlike table salt and sea salt, Himalayan salt is unpurified and it gets to us bound as is. The only processing it undergoes is mechanical since the salt crystals need to be ground up so that it can be packaged. I mean, I would prefer an entire crystal sent to me, but that's probably really expensive shipping. So it's fine.
You have to grind it, break it down and grind it yourself.
Right. Okay, so literally the uses of pink Himalayan sea salt is the opposite of the table salt in that it helps with poor circulation, poor muscle tone, skin infections, acne, nail infections, low energy, general weakness. What else, Shapiro? What else?
Okay, let's talk about Epsom salt because it's my other favorite salt. Epsom salt is invaluable for people suffering from muscle cramps, joint stiffness, stress, anxiety, and any other symptom of magnesium deficiency. And a great advantage of this salt is that it's relatively low in price, which it really is. I will say that anytime I have any muscle pain, joint stiffness, I will take an Epsom salt bath. I didn't realize that it helps with stress and anxiety, but that makes sense. It's not only used externally, but internally also in detoxification recipes, including liver detox. The salt loosens the stool thanks to its high level of magnesium. Makes you shit yourself, I'm assuming.
That's the renal excretion.
And binds toxins, especially phenols, thanks to its high content of sulfur.
Oh my God. All right. So this renal excretion is really doing a lot for us. It's like, bitch, I'm taking the toxins with me. Stop laughing. I'm doing the most
for you. Other applications include using it in shampoos, conditioners, body scrubs, compresses, soaps, and creams. Adding Epsom salt to a bath produces a wonderful de-stressing and sleep-inducing effect. Yes, it helps me when I need to go to sleep. So it's great for those who suffer from insomnia and anxiety. It also promotes the removal of toxins and increases circulation.
Yeah, it also helps with bruising.
Yeah, it reduces bruising. Kyle will do that if he has a bad bruise, like if he falls while skating.
Yes. So there are actually a lot of really cool things that magnesium chloride and magnesium sulfate can do for the body and for, you know, brain functioning. And while it's completely out of our realm of expertise to speak about on the podcast, I encourage you to do some Googling and to find out how else these awesome minerals can help you. As always, we're always encouraging y'all to do that.
Yeah, because they clearly help way beyond skin and
So far beyond skin
and beauty purposes.
It's awesome, man. Yeah, fucking the body, dudes. I can't. Like, the earth is incredible. The body is so awesome. Science is fucking rad. I love that through, I mean, not that this series is done, but, like, for now, that's kind of as far as we were, like, thinking of taking it. I learned so much. I learned so fucking much.
Me too.
And I love how it's kind of interacting with our other series, Aging Like a Fine Wine, and learning about science and skincare. And it's like the earth is science and the body is science. And it all fucking works together, man.
Yes. I also think that salts are the easiest to understand. It's like pretty cut and dry compared to some of the other things we talked about.
Well, okay. So I kept it on the cut and dry side because there's so much more to it.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, for how it's going to affect like the skin or, you know.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. It works. It's like it either works or it doesn't. And also easy. The ease of use. Every corner store, bodega, any place you can find these. If you want to go, you know, get fancier and do like Himalayan pink sea salt, of course, like mountain rose herbs.
Goop makes a product too.
Of course. You can get Himalayan salt lamps.
Yeah.
You know, those are everywhere.
I thought about getting one.
Yeah, now I might have to. Before I was just like, that's some damn hippie shit. But now it turns out I'm a hippie.
Oh my God, you're going to rub it all over your body?
I know. Oh, do you know what else I did really, really quickly just want to talk about is like where the salts are found?
Ooh, yes. Tell us.
So magnesium chloride salt exists in nature as magnesium brine, and it's found deep underground in deposits down to 2 kilometers. KM is kilometers.
Yes.
2 kilometers deep in some cases in seawater. So a lot of the seawater magnesium chloride is obtained from the Dead Sea. I think that's fucking awesome because we told you guys last week about Dead Sea mud and how fucking dope that shit is. So now I understand why people lose their shit over the Dead Sea. The salt is fucking dope. The mud is fucking dope. It's just like this incredible body. And dude, I just almost forgot about the ancient sea that evaporated 250 million years ago that we just learned.
250 million. I can't even grasp that.
I know. So we still have the Dead Sea. We need to get there. Like, that shit still exists. You know what I mean? I feel like that's the closest that we have to the ancient Himalayan sea that no longer exists. So most of the underground magnesium chloride comes from the Eurasian deposits stretching from Siberia to Europe. The brine is often called magnesium oil, and the salt is commonly known as flakes. It's fucking dope as shit. It's so fucking cool,
man. It's fucking awesome.
The earth.
I think I love salts the most.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I really have a thing for salts. I guess because it's something I was already like using and not even realizing.
Yeah, you're into the salt life.
Yeah, I was already into that salt life.
Yeah, the minerals.
You know those bumper stickers? Do you ever see those?
What, into the salt life?
No, it just says salt life.
No.
I don't know. I guess it's for people. I don't know. Maybe someone can write in and tell us. I feel like I see them often, especially when I'm in Florida. I think it's people who like the ocean.
I think that you're right, especially if it's in Florida. That sounds about right.
Yeah, but I want to know. Like, imagine I get a sticker because I think it's about like people who love salt from the earth.
And it's about like people who love the NRA or something like that.
I was like, is this some weird bro-y shit? It might be.
Yeah. No. Okay. So I love salts too. Of everything that we learned about, I think that I gotta toss it up to muds and clays.
Yeah.
Muds and clays really blew my mind.
They're really cool.
I think clays in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Muds are like cool because they're still like, I mean, they're both living, but muds, that's like that ancient mole.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Muds, it's kind of like the sea almost. It's the same idea, like just without the water, I guess, with like a less water content. But then clays, dude, the detoxification of clays, the fact that they buried Chernobyl in
fucking wild.
To absorb the radioactive properties. Like, that is so fucking wild. And so, and I had no idea.
Same.
I honestly had no idea. Like, I knew that they were like, oh, it detoxifies the body. But I was like, whatever. Like, so does everything else, supposedly. But no, like, legit, you better put some respect on my name. I'm pulling out all these heavy metals out of your body for you. For you. Either on your skin or through rectal excretion, bitch. I'm taking that shit with me.
Bitch.
The best friend that anybody ever could have asked for. Yeah, because it's like I'm not even respecting it. So I deserve to be called bitch.
Hilarious. No, I love it all, truly.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I like that you can take clays internally and muds. You're like, bitch, don't drink me. Don't drink me now.
It's true.
Oh, it's so funny. You guys let us know what you liked the best.
Yeah.
If you liked any of these episodes from the series, if you thought they were all trash.
No.
I don't think you thought it was trash. I think y'all are standing them. But just let us know what your favorite was. I'm curious to know. We had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. I mean, I'm sure it's going to continue. This ain't it. There's so much more hippie shit, but this is just for the time
being. Yes, there's a lot more for sure. But I think that was great.
Yeah. So with that, you wanna do the beauty baddie moment of the week?
Sure. So... for those of you who don't remember or who have never listened to us before, Beauty Baddie Moment of the Week is where we recap a moment during the week that we felt beautiful in a non-traditional way. So my Beauty Baddie Moment of the Week is that I took a little weekend getaway with Kyle and some friends, and we went to Rhode Island, and I just got to like chill out, go to the beach. I went to a farm, which is truly like my little happy place. I hate when people say that's my happy place, but
turns out it is.
I think nature is my happy place, and it just felt nice to like sleep in a little in the mornings, and yeah, I feel refreshed even though my allergies are fucking awful.
That's great.
That's my beauty baddie moment of the week.
We're happy for you. Yes. We're here for you. So my beauty baddie moment of the week, I was walking around thinking, girl, what's your beauty baddie moment of the week? This is always like the hardest part for me.
I know. They're not always obvious. You had to think of mine last week.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like to do it, because it's so easy to just like get through, I don't know, just like move through life and forget to take time to be grateful or to feel, or to remember, not to feel grateful, but to remember like, oh yeah, I felt great during this thing. Or that's something that I did for myself.
Yeah. And that things are a privilege.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this week, do you know, there's been a lot of really, there's been like, I don't know, like the last couple of years in general, obviously have been a shit dump. And the last week in general, last couple of weeks, it's been like really, really wild in the news. And do you know, we purposefully don't talk about the things that are going on out there because, you know, I turn to podcasts to escape from my reality. And I imagine like y'all do too. And so that's why we try as much as we can to like not, you know, not really talk about what's going on out there. But with that being said, that's why I was having such a hard time thinking my beauty baddie moment of the week. I was like, everything's terrible. What did I do that was fine? And I realized that, okay, so one thing is, a while ago, there's just too much going on out there. You need to pick like three things that you're going to focus on. Like, what are three fucking catastrophes that you can focus on and just know those are your three things? So I was like, okay, women, then my hoes. The blacks, then my people. The environment, okay, well, that's too big still. Think more. I'm like, okay, I can try to like work on my impact in the environment. I can try to like work on like my consumption within the environment and just like try to like keep these things tiny, right? So within that, those three things have been fucked up this week. It hasn't been a great week for any of my three causes, plus one that I didn't even know. Turns out I really care about. It's just been a really shit dump week. So I just thought, how can I be my best? Because it's going to take like everything emotionally just to get through this. And I don't know, this week I was just like, bitch, just control the things that you can control, because that's what's going to make you like the best that you can be to your community, of which is my people, the women, the blacks, and the environment. I'm just always fucking in, you know? And so I just tried to be kind to myself this week. I did a big food order, got like lots of groceries in the house. I just tried to have like 3 solid meals a day. I tried to like watch my water intake, get enough sleep, do some like exercise. You know what I mean? There's like all this little shit, but like the little shit that makes me my best me so that I could be my best me to my community, because y'all were coming in sad.
Yeah.
It was a bad week for us. Y'all were coming in so sad. And me too, but I can't be at your level. I have to be like at a higher level so that you don't leave quite so sad. And so that was my beauty baddie moment of the week, was taking care of myself so I could take care of my people, because y'all, it's rough out there. It ain't great. But it's fun here. This is a nice place to be.
It's our happy place.
This is like our happy place.
I don't know why I hate that.
Because it's really cheesy and it's very like,
It's like too cheesy. This is my happy place.
Yes. It's like live, laugh, love. It's the same amount of cheese. Because it could mean nothing on face value, but if you put a little work into it, it could actually mean something.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Wine o'clock. It's wine time.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Like all those kind of sayings.
Right? Notice there are no weed sayings like that. No stoner says it's 420 somewhere.
No, but that would be funny if that started.
Because, bitch, it's always 420.
Hardy hard. That's pretty great. That's really great.
Okay. You guys, next week, what we doing next week? Next week, we're going to close out our microcurrent series.
It's
going to
be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. We have an awesome fucking guest. We have Tara Peterson, who is the co-creator, the founder of New Face. Y'all know what the fuck New Face is. I don't even need to tell you. It's the at-home microcurrent device that everybody's talking about. You see it everywhere. You're like, do I need it? The answer is yes.
You do need it. She gives great answers for questions that just anything you were wondering that maybe you've been left hanging on having to do with microcurrent, you're going to learn. In the next episode.
As if our 3-part series didn't answer enough questions. Y'all are going to be complete geniuses by the end of this. And she's so, so knowledgeable and so passionate. And she's one of us. She's everything that we hope our guests
are. She also explains things in very simple terms. So it's not complicated, which I think is really nice.
Totally.
Also, you can DM or email us your listener letters. You can also DM or email us your beauty baddie moments of the week. You can also, you can Instagram us. What's it called? DM us on Instagram at True Beauty Brooklyn Podcast. And our email is truebeautybrooklynpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us your beauty baddie moments of the week. You guys can follow our personal Instagram accounts. I'm at The Brown Elizabeth Taylor.
I'm at Alex Lindley. If you live locally, make an appointment at truebeautybrooklyn.com to hang with us at either of our locations. In Williamsburg, we're at 419 Graham Avenue. That's where Elizabeth is most days.
In Greenpoint, we're at 166 Franklin Street. That's where Alex is most days. And if you don't live locally, you can still hang with us. You can book a virtual skincare consultation at truebeautybrooklyn.com. And that's it.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. This has been a COC BK production, produced by Elizabeth Taylor and Alex Shapiro, mixed by Beta Wave. Follow us on Instagram at True Beauty Brooklyn Podcast.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.